Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nevishesha Sunyavadi Paskatya Desatarane Vanshakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyam Namo Namaha. So yesterday we heard the first segment of this wonderful, extraordinary Govardhan Leela. We heard Krishna arguing, not arguing, respectfully debating with his father, presenting some very illogical reasoning. He was explaining that work was the only thing that was important. There was no controller, no supreme controller, certainly. And any controller was under the jurisdiction of work because he could only reward and punish according to what you do. So his intention, as we heard, was to make Indra angry. To make Indra angry. And so he wished to invalidate Indra's position of authority. And while doing this, he advised his father to worship the source of their maintenance, or Giriraj. He explained to his father that our business as Vaishyas is to take care of cows, to protect the cows. And the person who is the personality who is providing everything so that we can do our duty is Giriraj. So Krishna wanted to establish that Giriraj is a form of Vishnu, Vishnu Tattva, and therefore in every way Giriraj is superior to Indra. So Krishna had asked his father and the cowherd men to do something quite dangerous, and he knew that. He requested them to cancel their traditional worship of Indradev in favor of a unique new yajna that he himself desired and designed. He wanted to inaugurate the worship of a new devata, the biggest devata, Giriraj. Krishna also wanted to make Indra very, very angry. When the new moon day, or Amavasya, arrived, the residents of Braj observed Dipavali, the blissful festival of the lamps. And the next day, the Pratipat, taking shelter of the supreme shelter, they observed the festival that he had described to them. First, they carefully decorated all the circle of peaks of Giriraj with beautiful, wonderful colored flags and canopies and bright banners and so many colorful decorations. And then they began to worship with fragrant water for washing the feet and a host of other gifts. To initiate this puja, Nanda Maharaj brought all the necessary items from his house. And the tumultuous sound of excitement, music, and singing resonated throughout Braj, everywhere, and it even entered up to Swagalok, where it caused pain to Indra's ears. The Aswini Kumars, Indra's physicians, gave their diagnosis. They said that this sound will be the cause of a terrible earache for Indra, an earache that would feel like javelins suddenly pushed into your ears. Now please hear more about this wonderful festival. This Giriraj Yajna was to be celebrated all over Vraj, and therefore lakhs and lakhs and lakhs of people were coming from all the villages in the Vraj region. Everyone arrived with their bullock carts piled high with the different preparations they had prepared in huge quantities. Every household had been requested to cook enormous amounts of rice, sweets, and any other items they wanted to offer to Giriraj. They carried their baskets and their pots from the bullock carts and placed them here and there all around the mountain. Nanda Maharaj alone had thousands of carts, all laden with offerings. Just imagine the magnitude of this celebration. From early morning that day, everyone had been cooking and bringing their offerings to the side of the hill. Everywhere there was an ocean of carts and boga and excited people. And all of them had one thought in mind. We must do whatever is pleasing to Krishna. Many of the ladies came dancing, while others were loudly singing songs of Krishna and his wonderful pastimes. The young Braj gopis, they came decorated and dressed in beautiful new cloth, colorful, with glittery ornaments, and they were wearing their most expensive, most beautiful ornaments on their heads, on their hands, on their arms, on their neck. They were decorated completely. They were so beautiful. And they didn't care even one bit for the puja or the yajna or the devatas. They had come only to see Shyamasunda. At the auspicious time, at Krishna's request, Nanda Baba went to Mukharavinda near Manasi Ganga to continue the puja. There, Giriraj looked so beautiful. Manasi Ganga was not just a kund like we see right now, but Manasi Ganga was a whole lake with beautiful kunjas and beautiful gardens and forests and fruit trees, and all everything was for Krishna's pleasure. So they came to Manasi Ganga. And it was there at Manasiganga that a formal statement was announced. Everybody was informed that this yajna was exclusively for Giriraj. And from now on, there would be no more yajnas for Indra. Nanda Baba called all the brahmanas together, and they sat and they recited the Samaved. Tilak was given to Giriraj, and the puja began. First, he was bathed in milk, so much milk, from every household brought milk to bathe Giriraj. And then Nanda announced to everyone that since Giriraj is the biggest devata, everyone must offer their pranams to him and beg for his blessings. Then Nanda ordered that all the bhoga be offered to Giriraj brought to be offered to Giriraj until there were stacks and stacks and stacks of rice and sweets and everything all around the hill. And the strongest gopa men bought vast numbers of huge pots of honey and ghee and butter and dahi. With great enthusiasm, a second hill was created from mounds and mounds and mounds of rice. The freshly cooked rice formed a hill that had many peaks, just like Giriraj. And it was most astonishing. Due to the covering of ghee that was poured all over this mountain of rice, this Anakut looked like golden Mount Kailash shimmering under the cover of rain. There were different kinds of fruits and flowers decorating the border of this hill, and multicolored cakes had been stuck on the sides, which looked like stones and boulders. Then many pots full of dal, sabji, sweet rice, and so forth were placed all around the base. The sweet aroma of cloves and camphor and cardamom spread everywhere. Seeing this remarkable Anukut, Krishna smiled so happily. It was so beautiful. And he said to his father, "Baba, now offer all this bhoga to Giriraj. Everyone should close their eyes, fold their hands, and offer this bhoga to Giriraj. Do not have any doubts in your mind." The Rajavasis did whatever Krishna suggested, and nothing could be heard in Vrindavan except the sound of their prayers to Giriraj. "Oh Baba, oh Baba," and the Vedic hymns were being chanted, and the auspicious vibrations of instrumental music resounding throughout the sky. When this Anukut was offered before Giriraj, suddenly a gigantic form, glowing like thousands and thousands of suns, became visible He appeared like a second Giriraj, rising up from above the hill to remove any doubts in the hearts of the cowherd men that this yajna was indeed great. Krishna himself assumed this four-handed huge form of this great devata standing on top of the hill. Everyone was astonished. They were all talking amongst themselves. What is this? Are Baba, what is this? Ah! They were all looking and seeing this divine form. Young Krishna, who is more intelligent than Lord Brahma himself, inquired, "O great Devata, who are you?" The divine personality made a rumbling sound like a thundercloud, and then he clearly said, "O little boy with graceful limbs, I am the mountain. I have come to accept all your offerings." Everyone was astonished and amazed and excited. Remember, Krishna asked Nanda Baba, "Has Indra ever come? Did you see him, Baba? Did he ever come and accept your offerings?" And Nanda Maharaj said, "Well, he lives in Swagalok. It's a long way away." But Giriraj came. So everyone was astonished, and there was a great tumult, and Krishna quieted them, and he said, "Govardhan is the best of mountains. Now he has manifest before you all as an effulgent person. Look closely. This hill has appeared personally to fulfill all your desires. Now, offer your respects to him." And both Krishna and all the people of Vrindavan, they all bowed down to this personified Govardhan. In effect, Krishna actually offered obeisances to himself. Then Giriraj told them all. Giriraj said, "I am not like other devatas. I do not remain distant from you. Now look, I will eat everything you have given to me." And saying this, this Giriraj devata, he ate 10 million pounds of cooked rice and vegetable preparations. 10 million. He stretched out his hand to take the food, and immediately the food came flying towards him from all sides, just like sparrows who are flying towards grains. He quickly consumed vast quantities of food. As the king of mountains, he ate and ate and ate. And as he ate, his form grew bigger and bigger and bigger. As the great deity extended his innumerable, immeasurable arms to take mouthful after mouthful, all the Brajavasis were covered and darkened by his shadow. He was taking and taking and taking all the fruit. The people of Braj stood there and they watched like painted pictures. They were astonished. They had wonder-filled eyes. Giriraj devoured all the offerings, all the piles of rice, with his right hand. With his left hand, he wiggled the tip of his finger towards Indra. Inconsequential. As Govardhan continued to eat more and more, the Vrajavasis went and cooked more and more in order to satisfy his appetite. And when he had finished, there was not one grain of rice left. Later he gave it all back. Then drawing water from the lakes and the ponds and the rivers, he depleted them, and the children expressed fear. The young men and women laughed. The elderly were astonished, and the qualified people expressed devotion. Giriraj was fully satisfied with all of them. Then it came time for the aarti, and they were really bewildered. They said, "How can we perform aarti to such a huge form? Huge form, this way, that way, every way. How can we do this?" And gently smiling, Krishna solved the problem. He manifested a gigantic tray, a massive tray with thousands of lamps upon it. And as the people moved that tray backwards and forwards, the lamps glistened with great splendor. By joyfully worshipping Govardhan Hill, the Vrajavasis realized that Govardhan is a person. Giriraj is a person. "Now," said Krishna, "now ask for benedictions." Nanda Baba stepped forward with his hands folded. What could he ask for? He had everything that he wanted already. He said, "I do not ask for anything for my own happiness. I do not ask for anything. I need nothing. But my Lord, you know what is in my heart. You know what is in my heart. I simply pray that Krishna and Balaram will always be happy." Giriraj accepted this request and he said, "Tatastu, so be it. I like your sons very much. I am very pleased that you have worshipped me so nicely. Now, all go back to your homes. Indra may give you some trouble, but do not fear Indra. I will protect you. I will protect you." Then to everyone's astonishment, right before their eyes. This big Giriraj Devata suddenly disappeared. Krishna told his father, "Baba, Baba, you saw Giriraj. He ate all the offerings that were meant for Indra. He now has great power, Baba. He's very powerful now. He will personally tear apart anyone who dishonors him." Then the cowherd men and women worshipped the cows, who were dressed in fine silk cloth. They fed them sumptuously, and they united them with their calves. With gold caps on their horns, and silver on their hooves, and jeweled necklaces around their necks, with bells jingling, they looked so beautiful. Braj's cows are happy and fat. And when they see their calves, they feel something. But when they see Krishna, they become most blissful. Krishna loved to play with them, sometimes to disturb them. When the calf was drinking milk from the udder, he would pull the suckling calf away from the mother. And then the calf would hold on tightly to the udder with his teeth. And the cow would go, "Ah!" and moo very loudly and run around in distress. And Krishna would laugh. And sometimes the men would say to Krishna, "Krishna, hold this grass in your hand." And then the cows would come running to taste the blissful taste of that fragrant grass. During this festival, the men had no power to keep their millions of cows in one place. Can you imagine? Millions of cows, keeping them in one place. They had no way to tie them up. They had no fences, no boundaries. The cows were going everywhere. But when Krishna sweetly played on his flute, it was more effective than millions of ropes. All the cows came, and they were all brought under his control. Then, when it was time to circumambulate, Krishna suggested, "We cannot circumambulate such a vast amount of cows, so we will choose one instead, one cow, and one bull should be selected, and we will place them here, and we will walk around them, and in this way, we will circumambulate all the bulls and cows and calves of Braj." Then finally, when this worship was complete, everyone was fed sumptuously. And once they were all full up to their neck, that Krishna had ordered, "You feed everyone. Everyone has to be fed. Everyone should be completely satisfied, right down to the dogs, even the ants and the monkeys. Everyone should be fed." And once they had all been fed, then Nanda Baba gave gifts to everyone, especially to the brahmanas. He gave cows. And when nobody had any desires left to be fulfilled, it was time to perform the prakrama of Govardhan Hill. As the beautifully ornamented cowherd ladies on bullock carts sang the glories of Krishna, their songs mingled with the brahmanas chanting benedictions. The Vrajabasis talked excitedly amongst themselves as they did their prakrama. The gopis were singing, Giri Pujayam Vihita Kena Arachi Sakra Padamambayam Yena Giri Pujayam Vihita Kena Putaniksha Sannihata Yena. Who ordered the worship of Govardhan Hill? The same person who made us free from fear of Indra. Who ordered the worship of Govardhan Hill? The same person who killed Putana witch. Giri Pujayam Vihita Kena Trinavatu Tanu Dalanam Yena Giri Pujayam Vihita Kena Yamalarjuna Taru Mutakali Yena. You can understand, Trinavata was killed. The Yamalarjuna trees were destroyed by this person. They were singing and singing and singing of Krishna's wonderful pastimes with no fear in their hearts at all. So the skilled musicians led the way. They were in the front and they were playing drums and berries, and they were playing very loudly to announce this wonderful festival, this parade. And then behind them came the brahmanas, all riding on bullock carts and chanting Vedic hymns to create auspiciousness. Then behind them came the cowherd boys, and they were wielding their sticks and throwing them around up in the air and catching them, and they were driving the cows. Now they never, ever, ever hit a cow or a calf or a bull with their stick. They just carried it for fun. And Krishna, with his garments the color of beautiful glistening gold, a rope held in one hand, and playfully tossing his stick in the air and catching it, and running after any stray cows, and playing sublime melodies on his flute, he laughed and joked with Balaram and his friends as he walked with the cows and the boys. Behind him was Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Baba, and all the cowherd men were walking just behind. And they were wearing beautiful garlands and walking, smiling with great satisfaction. And next came another group of musicians, and they were playing flutes and veenas and tamburas. And then singers came singing beautiful songs. And then dancers came dancing and moving in rows as they were proceeding. And then behind them came the Braj gopis, their faces glowing with happiness, riding on bullock carts and singing loudly those pastimes of Krishna. In accordance to scriptural injunctions, they gave charity to brahmanas as they proceeded on their prakrama. It is impossible to find a suitable container to hold the unlimited bliss that the Brajavasis felt during their prakrama of Giriraj. Even though tiny in size, the soul can enjoy immeasurable happiness. Wherever Krishna went, either quickly or slowly, the eyes of all the people followed as if they were puppets on strings. With great joy, they completed their journey and they returned to the attractive place of sacrifice. And in great happiness, great bliss, they spent the night there. The next morning, after hearing the glories of Jamunaji and offering respects to her, they took bath in the river and then they returned to their homes. Anyone who simply hears or chants about the glories of Giri Govardhan, which are inconceivable to ordinary people, will be delivered from all calamities. The great love manifest during this Govardhan Yajna was beyond the power of the Devatas to describe. They showered flowers on Giriraj. Everyone showered flowers except the Devata king. Only Indra was greatly unhappy. He was withered and emaciated with displeasure, proudly thinking, "He stopped my yajna." He became overwhelmed with anger. Tomorrow night, we will hear what Indra did, what he said, what he thought, and you'll be very astonished. So please come back tomorrow night. Thank you. Hare Krishna.